friends to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again and to greet you. The blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Hey, listen, friend, if he isn't yours, he can be. If he isn't yours, he wants to be. If he isn't yours, he came to me, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, that means you. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, if you don't know that there was a day and an hour and a time when you knelt at an altar of prayer by your bed, stopped by the side of the road, just stopped and bowed your head and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and invited Jesus into your heart, told him that you didn't want to die lost and go to hell, that you wanted to live for him until you came to live with him. I'll tell you, friend, if you can't remember a time like that, all you need to get right with the Lord, without a doubt. You certainly need to get right with the Lord. Well, Debbie and I are excited about the program. We always are. I always say that, but you know what? It's always true. Friend, listen, God's given us a great calling. God's given us a great opportunity, and you are such a special part of this little radio ministry. I can't explain it, can't tell you, but Debbie and I are always humbled and honored that you have chosen to tune in to be with us in this little radio ministry. We're glad that you have. I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 Peter right after James, right before the book of 2 Peter. I'm going to read a few verses out of chapter 1. I'll tell you what, I believe Peter just pressed the pen on the parchment really deep when he was writing this under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And I trust and pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Hey, I know what I'm going to read to you will be a blessing to you. I pray what I preach to you will be a blessing to you. But I know, without a doubt, the Word of God will be. Well, before that, Deb's got a song that's queued up and tuned up and ready to go. I love it, and I hope you do too. I believe you will. The title of it is Fastened to the Rock, and it is too the Rock of Ages. If you aren't, listen, friend, you can get on him. You can get attached to him today. It's better than him falling on you someday. Enjoy.
Oh, sometimes my hope looks dim, but my faith must be in him. Looking for answers to come while I wait. But I know one thing for sure. Jesus Christ, I am secure, and I know I am fastened to the rock. I am fastened to the rock, the rock of all ages. In him I find sweet peace. This I know. Show me his will. I must wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock. Now my hope is renewed. Lord, my strength, it comes from you. And I know with you that I'll carry on, for my anchor holds fast to this rock that will ever last. How blessed I am to be fastened to the rock. I am fastened to the rock, the rock of all ages. I find sweet peace, this I know. For he tells me to be still, and he will wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock. I am fast unto the rock.
Well, thank you, Timmy. I like that. I really love that, friend. I'm glad that I'm anchored to the Rock of Ages. Look, there are other rocks out there, but the Word of God tells us that they're not like our rock. I love that. I love that passage of Scripture. Sure enough. And I like the song, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Well, that would be a good message to preach on the rock, that precious stone, that tried stone, that sure stone, but that's not where the Lord has led me through the Spirit of God this morning. I've opened my Bible, like I told you, the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to begin reading in verse 1, and I'll read down and include, maybe all the way to verse 9. Read more Scripture than I normally do, but I believe God would have me to do it this morning. The Word of God says this, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to His abundant mercy, hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet ye believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. And I'm going to draw our attention back for just a little while today at verse 5. And the phrase in that the Lord has stirred my heart to is one, friend, that ought to stir your heart. He said, who are kept, and here's the phrase, by the power of God. We are kept. I'm talking about being kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. Let me say it again. Kept by the power of God. Can I tell you what, friend? Listen, I'm going to start off making a statement that, well, I hope is understood. It's rather a bold statement, but may I say to you, friend, you that are saved, you that profess Christ as your Savior, you that tell me that you bowed on an altar of prayer and asked Christ into your heart and your life, do you know, friend, all of us that name the name of Jesus, none of us can keep ourselves, nor could any of us save ourselves. But I got good news for you. Bless His holy name. We who name the name of Jesus, we who know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we who have been born we have been baptized, there it is, into the body of Christ by the Spirit. We, friend, who have been redeemed by the blood, who have been saved by grace through faith, we, hallelujah, are kept by the power of God. We can't save ourselves, sir, ma'am, nor can we keep ourselves. But there's one, hallelujah, that put together a plan in an eternity past that knew we couldn't do what only He could do, and He's chosen to do it for us. And we're going to look at it here in just a little while as you look at this message that Peter has sent before. Say, listen, friend, I know what it is. I know what it is to be, now listen to this, an insecure Christian, to be living constantly under the weight and the oppression of the thoughts, wrongly so, that I could lose my salvation at any moment. Can I tell you? That's a hellish way to live. Look, I was raised that way. I mean, I thank God for my Christian heritage. I thank God for those that came before me that loved me, lived Christ-like before me, and did their best with the Word of God that they could. But, friend, listen, as I began to become a student myself of the Word of God, I just decided I'd let the Word of God speak and say what it wanted to say, and then I would believe it. Hey, listen, when I come to understand that I'm accepted in the Beloved, that Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 6, and where here Peter says in chapter 1, verse 5, that I am kept by the power of God. It liberated me to serve Jesus Christ in a way, friend, that I'd never been able to serve Him before. I serve Him today with confidence. I don't serve Him today trying to get accepted by Him. I serve Him from the very fact that I have been accepted by Him when I accepted His Son, Jesus Christ, as my Savior in an altar of prayer, April the 23rd, 1974. Whoa, you're talking about a happy man coming to learn that, coming to understand that. You're listening to Him right now, for sure. But thank God for the Word of God. Don't you take my word for it. You take the Word of God's word for it. That's what I want. Now listen, I want you to know who Peter was writing to. The Bible tells us in verse 1 here that Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered abroad throughout Pontus, throughout Galatia, throughout Cappadocia, throughout Asia, and Bithynia. At this time, friend, the great persecution had already started. I mean, the gospel had been spread in Jerusalem, but Jesus told them, said, listen, you'll be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth. And you know what? It took persecution to get the church to scatter so it could grow, so it could fulfill its commission that God had placed upon it. And here Peter. Peter, listen, friend, he was the apostle to the Jews without a doubt. I believe when his pen touched the parchment, he was writing to the both Jew that had been scattered about and the Gentile as well. Remember, he was the one down at Cornelius that took the keys of the gospel and opened the door of salvation to that Roman centurion, his household, and all else that was there down at Caesarea Maritime. And when Peter began to write, he began to write to the saints, to those who were in Christ, those saved, blood, washed, redeemed. Listen, men and women who once were lost, but now they were found, who were blind, but now they see. Oh, he began to write to the strangers. Can I tell you what? We're strangers in this world. We're pilgrims and strangers. We're seeking a city to come. We're like Abraham and Sarah. Now, bless God, we've got our eyes above, but just like a stranger. You know what a stranger is? Somebody that doesn't belong. And we're strangers. I don't belong in this world. When Jesus was praying for the apostles and us in John chapter 17, verses 11 and 14 say this, hey, Father, they're in the world. How about He says on in verse 14, they're not of the world. I'm glad. Thank God I'm glad. A stranger is away from home. I'm not just a stranger, but I'm a pilgrim. A pilgrim is somebody that's on a journey. It's a pilgrim is one who's on his way home. We ought to get those old songs that stir our heart to the great biblical truth that we're pilgrims and strangers sojourning in this world below. But I'm a citizen, thank God, of a place that Jesus has gone to prepare. Listen, friend, who is Peter writing to? Who is this message to? Those of us that have been saved by the grace of God. Those of us, friend, listen, that are planted on planet Earth, those of us who have found the grace of God to be true, the Word of God to be rich, the Spirit of God to be real, we are the ones that Peter is speaking to. He's addressing us. And you say, listen, How are we saved? How are we kept? Well, thank God, I'll tell you, it tells us right here in this verse how that we're kept by the power of God. You know what I want to say right there? I want to say glory. Hallelujah. Thank God. Listen, I'm glad it's His power and not my. You know, the only power I've got is to mess up. The only power I've got is to miss the mark. The only power I've got is to fail my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But oh, listen, Christian brother, listen, sinner friend. Hey, listen, when you get in Christ, listen, Christ gets in you. He does something. He'll seal you with the Spirit of God. He'll come and take His residence up in your heart, and you and I become a prized possession of Jesus Christ. Heaven, let me tell you what the Word of God says. Now listen to this. Look at the logic in this. Look at the order in this. Peter said in verse 4. He said, now in verse 3, and I'll pick that up a little bit in just a little bit. You that have been saved, you that have been begotten unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You that have experienced that new birth. You that have come to know that regenerating power of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Listen, you've got an inheritance that's incorruptible. Now watch this. It's undefiled. It fadeth not away. And watch this. He said it's reserved, or it's kept. It's preserved for you in heaven. Now look, why would God lay something up for us that was surely kept, that was just as more certain than tomorrow's sunrise? How in the world, why in the world, how would God promise us an inheritance that's out of this world if He wasn't able to keep us? What good would it be for Him to keep that inheritance that He has reserved, that's undefiled, that fadeth not away, that's eternal? Whoa, if He wasn't able or willing to keep us. And look, verse 4 stops with a comma, and it picks back up with you with a statement. It is a declarative. He said, those things are reserved for you. They're kept for you who are kept by the power of God. I say glory, hallelujah, today. Bless God. Listen, we're kept. I thank God by the power of God. That's the text, if I didn't give it to you. Kept by the power of God. There's no other way. There's no other means. There's no other method. But God is able to keep. Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12, I believe it is. He said, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Thank God, I'll tell you, God's got power to save us. God's got power to keep us. God's got power, according to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, maybe verse 23, I bless God to preserve our body, soul, and spirit blameless until that day. I'm glad for the power of God. Aren't you? I'm glad that the power of God is so great that Jesus tells us Himself, and it was recorded by John in the gospel that bears His name, that no one is able to pluck us out of God's hand. Listen to what the Word of God says in chapter 10 of the book of John. The Bible said, my sheep, in verse 27 and following, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them, listen to this, eternal life, not 5-year life, not 10-year life, not 15-year life, but eternal life. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Now listen, friend. Paul tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 8, beginning long about verse, 34, 36, and he sums it up in 39, that nothing is able to separate us from the love of God. I could turn and read it, but I don't have time. There's nothing visible or invisible. Angels, principalities, or powers, things present, things past, things to come. Nothing is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Even Jude, when he began his little epistle, this epistle which he deals with the apostasy that we're in today. Listen to what he said in verse 1 of that little book that he wrote. Little powerful book. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. I'm glad that we're kept by the power of God, aren't you? He said in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, now he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Christ. Hey, I'm glad to know, I'm glad to realize, I'm glad to understand that we're kept by the power of God. Listen, Peter even makes another statement in chapter 3 of his second letter. Listen to what he said, if I can find it just right. Well, I don't see it. Yeah, there it is. There it is. He said in verse 7, chapter 3, verse 7 of 2 Peter, "For the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." If God can keep our inheritance that's undefiled, that's reserved in heaven for us, that fadeth not away, if He can preserve this world until the time of its judgment, hey, listen, friend, don't you think He can keep little old me and you that have come to Him in repentance, come to Him with a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart and say, "God, save me for Christ's sake"? I believe He's able to. Listen, who? Listen to all of us, the strangers scattered abroad. How's He able to do it? By the power of God. What? For what? Bless God, because of salvation. Hey, listen. Listen to what He said. Receiving the end of your salvation. Receiving the end of your faith. Even the salvation of your souls. I wish I had more time, but time flies by when I do this. Listen, can I tell you, we've been redeemed. We have been redeemed. Sweet as a song I'm singing today, I have been redeemed. Now let me tell you something. Bless God, though my spirit and my soul have been redeemed here on planet Earth. I'm a new creature in Christ. I've been regenerated. I've been born again. I've been begotten unto a lively hope, a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who came out from among the dead. We find that there in verse, what is it? 3, I believe it is. Hey, listen, friend. Listen, you and I have been saved. We are being saved. And here's a wonderful thing. We shall be saved. Our salvation that was begun down here on planet Earth, when we, listen, got under that crimson flow, when we repented of our sin, by faith received Christ as our Savior. Hey, listen, instantaneously, God began a work. It's progressive in our life now through the sanctification work that you and I and the Spirit of God does within ourselves. But oh, one day it's going to be complete. According to Romans chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, this old body that we've grown in, this old body, I bless God, that I believe represents the old nature that is within us. Can I tell you something, friend? One day, how we're going to get past it. One day, how this old body's going to be change. One day, this corruptible shall put on incorruption. This mortal shall put on immortality. That which is sown in weakness shall be raised in power. Hey, friend, I want you to know that one of these days, thank God, how God's going to complete what He started. And you say, when will He do it? In the last times. Hey, listen, He's coming again. He is coming again. Are you ready for Him? Are you being kept by the power of God? Or are you kept by some addiction? Are you kept by some sin? Are you kept by some habit that you've got? Hey, old thoughts, old traditions of things. Are you held up by them? I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, Jesus will break every power against it. Jesus will make you a new creature in Christ. Hey, listen, He'll come in and live with you and through you, and you can live for Him. Hey, if you want to. Hey, and then you can be kept by the power of God. You can do it, sir. You can do it, ma'am. Not by yourself, but by Christ that will come and live in you. Hey, I'm glad today that I'm kept by the power of God, and you can be too. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.
Share.